Good morning and good evening to everyone. I'm Diana Eilert, the Chair of the Board of KeyPath Education International, and I extend my warmest welcome to you all on joining KeyPath's first annual general meeting of shareholders as a publicly traded company. Our company is domiciled in Delaware in the US. Our executive and directors are based across the US and Australia, but as we're listed on the ASX and our Australian head office is in Melbourne, I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we meet today, the peoples of the Kulin Nation. I also pay my respects to their elders, past, present and emerging. We have a quorum and I now declare the meeting of shareholders open. I'd like to introduce you to our Managing Director, Steve Fyring, and my fellow directors, Susan Walford, Melanie Lang, Rob Bazzani, who, along with myself, are independent non-executive directors. Avi Epstein and Chris Herenserich represent the major shareholder, Sterling Partners. Your directors are located in various cities in Australia and the US for this virtual meeting. Eric Israel, our General Counsel and Company Secretary, will serve as the Secretary of the meeting and will record the proceedings. The agenda for today's meeting includes brief addresses by myself as Chair, and by the Managing Director, Steve Fyring. Questions from shareholders and voting by shareholders on the proposals specified in the company's notice of meeting and proxy statements. This refers to the re-election of the company's seven directors. These documents were sent to all shareholders and CDI holders on October 22nd. As you are aware, pursuant to our bylaws and as described in our notice of meeting and proxy statement, the deadline for submitting shareholder proposals, including director nominations, for this annual general meeting has passed. All shareholders will be afforded an opportunity to ask questions later in the meeting. John Roberts and Neil Rostent, representatives from PricewaterhouseCoopers in Australia and North America, are present. During the question and answer period, they will be available to answer your questions to the auditors. I now call upon Eric to explain the procedures for the meeting.
Thank you, Diana. As Diana indicated, on October 22nd, the Notice of Annual General Meeting and Proxy Statement were distributed to all holders of common shares and CDI holders as of the close of business on October 11th, which is the record date for today's meeting. Our CDI registry, Computershare, has confirmed this mailing. KeyPath is incorporated under the laws of the State of Delaware. Pursuant to Delaware law, a complete list of holders of shares of record entitled to notice of and to vote at this meeting has been on file and available for inspection at our corporate headquarters for the past 10 days and is now present and available for inspection by holders of shares during this meeting. Please note that the only holder of shares of common stock in KeyPath is Chess Depositary Nominees, a wholly owned subsidiary of ASX. Chess Depositary Nominees holds all shares of KeyPath's common stock, which on a one-for-one basis reflect all of the CDIs on issue in KeyPath. As set forth in our notice of meeting, for votes exercised by CDI holders to be counted at today's meeting, the CDI holders must have submitted their CDI voting instruction form on or before 10 a.m. November 15th. Only holders of common shares at the record date or individuals appointed as Chess Depositary Nominees proxy may vote in person at this meeting. As such, CDI holders may not vote in person during the meeting unless that CDI holder has previously appointed themselves as Chess Depositary Nominees proxy on the CDI voting instruction form. Computershare has confirmed that there are present, in person or represented by proxy, the holders of a majority of shares of common stock outstanding in KeyPath on the record date. Accordingly, as Diana indicated, a quorum is present and we may proceed with the business of our meeting. A recording of this meeting will be posted on the Investor Relations page of KeyPath's website within 2 days of today's date. Shareholders and CDI holders participating online through the virtual meeting webcast can ask questions at any time during the meeting by clicking on the Ask a Question button and typing their question into the space provided. Questions that are submitted online will be read out to our chair at the relevant point in the meeting. I encourage shareholders and CDI holders attending online and who have questions to submit their questions as soon as possible. Alternatively, if you wish to ask a question by phone, please follow the instructions currently displayed on the screen when we arrive at the question and answer portion of the meeting. We will share these instructions again at that time. I now turn the meeting back to our chair, Diana Eilert.
Good morning and good evening again. The year ended June 2021 was a transformational year for KeepUp as the company listed on the Australian Stock Exchange in June. The majority owner of KeepUp, investment funds managed by Sterling Partners, believed ASX listing to be the best long-term strategy for supporting such a rapidly growing company. KeepUp, as with similar successful digital businesses, targets growth in markets and geographies where nimble access to capital can accelerate organic growth and enable suitable acquisitions. KeepUp was founded in 2014 by Steve Fiering, who has a tremendous track record in growing successful digital education businesses. Steve is a committed and focused CEO who has built a very strong leadership team to scale the growth the company's delivered since 2014. The leadership team is impressive and has worked incredibly hard during the listing period to continue to deliver strong growth and a high quality experience for our university partners and students. The KeepUp business is characterised by long-term contracts and programs with our university partners, and on average, these are 9 years. The early period of each partnership requires significant investment by KeepUp as we help our university partners develop and design their programs to be an optimal experience for students. KeepUp makes significant upfront investments to launch the program, and typically within 2 years, these programs are cash flow positive. The business model is a win-win-win model. The universities have access to capital and expertise to develop and deliver outstanding, attractive online programs. Students have access to a broad range of high-quality learning experiences, and KeepUp benefits from the long tail of revenue shared with the university partner. In the early years following program's launch, the program is unprofitable to KeepUp, and accordingly, in its early years, KeepUp was also unprofitable. As KeepUp grew, the earlier programs became profitable and provided the capital for further growth. KeepUp will continue to expand into new geographies with new university partners and new programs to enhance our market leadership. Because of this, KeepUp has and will sacrifice short-term profitability to lead to longer-term broad market leadership. As the large FY21 and FY22 vintages move into their grow and mature phases, we will see an acceleration to profitability. Regardless of pace, KeepUp will always be bounded by our commitment to have best practice outcomes for our university partners and students. We've turned our focus increasingly to the more complex programs, such as nursing, speech pathology and counselling, which have a clinical component, as well as high demand programs within the STEM field. As you can see, this approach, our results show, operating profit is close. Our university partners are committed and enthusiastic, and we receive very positive feedback. In January 2021, KeepUp achieved a net promoter score of 53 in a survey of 38 university partners, and our student retention rates are around 78%. Thank you to our university partners for your faith and your commitment, for the huge amount of work and passion for transforming the world through education. I'd like to acknowledge the people of KeepUp, as you are who make us great. Thank you. Now turning to matters of governance, KeepUp is domiciled in Delaware in the US. As such, our annual meeting is a little different to those of Australian registered companies. Of particular note is that it is common in the US for each director of a public company, including the managing director, to stand for election each year, and no vote is required on the remuneration report. Whilst we are not required to provide the level of information that Australian domicile companies provide, We want our Australian investors to have confidence in the good governance and fair practices of the company. We have therefore included information on such matters as remuneration and our approach to ESG. These will remain a focus of the company as we continue to deliver strong results for all our stakeholder groups. Please feel free to inquire should you wish to understand more on the business, governance or other matters. Thank you for your continued support for KeyPath. I will now ask our Managing Director, Steve Fiering, to address the shareholders on the business.
Thank you for joining us for our first annual general meeting. I am Steve Fiering, founder and CEO at KeyPath Education. I am so proud to lead this company and our amazing employees around the globe. I appreciate this opportunity to tell our wonderful story at KeyPath Education. Today, KeyPath sits in the middle of a digital transformation. Online education is transforming higher education by providing more access to acquiring new skills or reskilling to adapt to global changes in the future of work. Our mission is to unlock greatness in partnership with our universities and educators. Ultimately, this will lead to unlocking greatness in our students, changing their lives through education. Well, now let's talk about our FY21 results. We are very pleased with our FY21 results as we achieved or surpassed the goals we set up for ourselves. Let me give you a few highlights. Our revenue of over $98 million exceeded our IPO prospectus forecast of $91 million by 8%. With this overachievement and continuing to get more leverage, we achieved 26% contribution margin and positive $6.7 million adjusted EBITDA. We reached over 85,000 course enrollments, over 6,000 more than we forecasted in our prospectus. We are very proud that our university partners continue to want long-term relationships where our average contract term per program is approximately 9 years in length. We are also very excited about our recent launch in Malaysia and, while very early, happy with the initial results. Well, now on to Q1 FY22. We also just released our Q1 results, and the momentum we had in FY21 continued in FY22. Our revenue was over $30 million, up over 40% year over year, with our contribution margin at 29% and adjusted EBITDA of positive $1.1 million. These results illustrate continued strong demand, driving outstanding year-over-year revenue growth while continuing to leverage on our cost base. Please also note that we have a cash position of just under $64 million with no debt today. As of today, we have 140 programs and 34 partners after adding 2 university partners and 7 new programs in October. This was a mix of new and existing partners in strategic areas such as health, including nursing, STEM, and education. Well, let's discuss KeyPath's highlights. We have so many things to be excited about and would like to dive deeper into our key investment highlights. Higher education is experiencing a massive transformation globally, and KeyPath is leading this change. The addressable market opportunity in education is enormous. This is a $2.2 trillion market, with only 2% of that market penetrated in online learning. Well, what is driving a lot of our success? Well, KeyPath enables leading universities to develop, launch, and grow online programs through our tech and data platform called KeyPath Edge. This platform powers the tech and data within our services such as marketing, recruitment, retention, product design, and course development. So what is online program management, or what we call OPM? We integrate KeePath Edge within the university systems, including their learning management system, and providing a strong, connected, value-added relationship. This is a true partnership between KeePath and the university with creating a seamless and quality experience for students from initial interest in programs, enrollment, to graduating from the program. Well, let's discuss our global presence. We are one of the few OPM EdTech companies in the world with this type of global footprint, giving us an opportunity to continue to expand. The majority of our revenue is split between Australia and North America, but we see Southeast Asia as a region with lots of opportunities. What is even more exciting is that most of our regions added new programs within the past 6 months and all have strong pipelines for future program expansion. Well, let's discuss our unit economic model. The unit economic model helps the university grow their student enrollment quickly with our upfront investment, technology, and services. This also allows both the university and KeePath to mutually benefit within this long-term partnership, which typically go for 7 to 10 years. The unit economic model was created based on historical program performance, and currently our launch, grow, mature vintages, which is the year the program had its first student intake, are following this unit economic model, creating a very exciting model, both short and long term. You can see from this slide the wide variety of disciplines that KeePath is able to offer our partners and the diversity this creates in our portfolio. In terms of where we see growth coming from at the program level, there is no doubt that nursing is a big focus for us. This financial year, it will replace business programs as the largest contributor to revenue due to the launch of large nursing programs in FY 20, 21, and 22. We are also recently launched additional allied health programs such as counseling and social work, as well as our most recent program vertical in speech pathology. STEM is another discipline experiencing growth, and we're very excited about its growth in our APAC region where demand is strong. Well, let's discuss our people. KeePath is where it is today because its people we affectionately call KeePathers. And I want to say how proud I am to lead this group of employees. We have over 650 employees globally, adding almost 150 employees in FY21. We have a diverse workforce, and while we've always known how wonderful our culture is internally, it is great to be recognized as a best place to work in the United States, Canada, and most recently announced in Australia, as well as having very high ratings on Glassdoor and Seek. Well, KeePath has multiple growth options, and let's talk about those here today. KeePath is very fortunate that we have multiple growth levers, whether growth in our base of signed programs, to signing programs at new and existing clients, or expanding into new geographies, and of course, M&A. KeePath has multiple ways to grow our company long term. Well, here are a few final takeaways. We are in the middle of a digital transformation in education and unique market opportunity. Our global footprint and our tech and data platform puts us in the best position to take advantage of that opportunity. And we have a robust unit economic model and long-term relationships that gives us a high degree of revenue visibility. Well, let me give you some final thoughts on fiscal year 2022. We have executed our plan exceeding our revenue, contribution, and adjusted EBITDA margin expectations in both FY21 and Q1 of FY22. New program expansion continues to be strong in targeted areas in healthcare, including nursing and STEM programs. Our investment in KeyPath Edge continues to give us operational effectiveness and the ability to support our universities and their students with quality outcomes. We continue to be very confident in our FY22 forecast. I want to thank everyone for your support, and we look forward to a very bright future.
Thank you, Steve. We would now like to open the meeting for any questions that our shareholders may have for Steve, myself, and our fellow directors, all of whom are up for re-election today.
Thank you, Diana. We have not received any written questions.
Thank you. Do we have anyone on the line with any questions?
There are no phone questions at this time, Chair.
Thank you. If we have no questions for directors, I'd like to open up now for any questions that you may have for our auditors, PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Thank you, Diana. We have no questions submitted in writing for PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Thank you, Eric. As I mentioned earlier, we're here today to consider and vote upon the re-election of KeyPath's 7 directors, reflected as items 1-7 in the proxy statement. The nominees for re-election are myself, Steve Fiering, Melanie Lang, Rob Bazzani, Susan Walford, Chris Hernsarek, and Avi Epstein. A majority of votes present, including by proxy, at the annual general meeting are required to approve the re-election of each director. The directors re-elected today will hold office for a 1-year term until the 2022 annual general meeting. The board of directors has, with each director abstaining with respect to himself or herself, unanimously recommended a vote of 4 for each of the nominees. Each of our nominees, with the exception of Steve Fiering, our managing director, from whom you've just heard, have prepared some brief remarks for your consideration.
Good morning, fellow shareholders. As you've heard in my earlier address, my name is Diana Eilert, and I am the chair of KeyPath, having served on the board since May this year. There are 4 key areas of expertise I bring to KeyPath. Firstly, extensive experience as an ASX director. I have held roles as a non-executive director, board chair, committee chair, CEO or group executive of 10 listed entities during my career. I've been through takeovers, mergers, CEO successions, sales, capital raises, and many business challenges. Secondly, I have experience in running large, complex consumer businesses. My executive career spans more than 25 years and includes roles such as group executive for Suncorp's entire insurance business, a separate role as group executive for technology, people, and marketing, and various profit centre and operational roles during 10 years with Citibank. Thirdly, I bring strategy skills to KeyPath, which were developed in positions including Head of Strategy and Corporate Development for News Corp Australia, as a principal at Aitikani, and as a partner with IBM. Finally, my executive and board career was steeped in technology and digital disruption through taking financial services and insurance online to newspapers becoming digital, advertising moving from press and TV through to digital and now social and search. I've been a chief technology officer and chair technology committees. The skills I bring complement those of the other board directors, and together we bring strong board leadership to the tremendous business and executive team of KeyPath. I look forward to your support for my election. Thank you.
Steve Fiering, our managing director, is also standing for re-election today. You have already heard extensively from Steve and seen the results the business is delivering under his tremendous leadership.
Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Melanie Lang and I'm based in Sydney. I have an extensive and diverse global background, bringing deep experience shaping enterprise-wide culture and capability in markets undergoing significant change and growth. This includes extensive executive experience in complex multinational and listed companies across the UK, the US, Europe, Asia, and Australia, New Zealand, along with non-executive director experience in innovative and entrepreneurial technology companies embarking on their next phase of growth. I also have a successful track record across strategic initiatives, mergers, acquisitions, restructurings and IPOs, digital disruption, human capital, intangible assets, and significant business innovation, risk, growth, and change, including in emerging markets. I was previously the Group Executive, Human Resources of the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, where I led the global team, responsible for the strategic planning, transformation, and implementation of the People Agenda and human resource servicing globally. Prior to this, I held global and regional leadership roles in local and international organisations, living and working extensively overseas. So with those areas of expertise and experience in consideration and real passion for our KeePath business, I really look forward to continuing to bring this to the KeePath board and being part of its ongoing success into what I believe is a very bright future. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Robert Bazzani, an independent non-executive director, and I'm also chairman of the Audit and Risk Management Committee. I bring to KeePath many years of experience in working with and advising boards and businesses across multiple sectors, including finance, consumer markets, and education. I have a background in law, investment banking and corporate finance, and was for a number of years a top tier partner at the global consulting firm KPMG, where I was also chairman of KPMG Victoria, based here in Australia. During that time, I've run large scale and complex businesses spread across Australia with many thousands of people. I'm well skilled in business strategy, management, and corporate governance. I also am a non-executive director of two other Australian publicly listed companies that work across the fintech and medtech industries. I'm very much enjoying working closely with the KeePath board and management teams, and am very focused on enhancing the interests of all of our stakeholders. I look forward to being part of KeePath's ongoing success into the future. Thank you.
Good day. I am Susan Wolford, an independent non-executive director of KeePath and a member of the Audit and Risk Management Committee. I was an investment banker for nearly 40 years covering a variety of industries, but most relevant to KeePath, I spent the past 22 years focused on the education and edtech sectors. During this time, I have had the chance to work with many of the management teams of leading education businesses on strategy, merger and acquisition advisory, and capital formation. I advised on over 50 M&A transactions that occurred in the education space, creating a deep understanding of the large opportunities and challenges facing the companies that educate students in the digital age. I was group head of the Technology Investment Banking Group at BMO Capital Markets prior to being named vice chair there. This role provided me with a wider lens to understanding value creation in the technology sectors beyond edtech. I retired from banking last year and currently serve as a non-executive director on the board of three other companies, in addition to a number of not-for-profit organizations. The evolution of education, particularly in higher ed, has been remarkable, and it is an honor to be working with KeePath, one of the leaders in this evolution. I look forward to contributing to the continued success that awaits this company. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Chris Hohensark, a non-executive director for KeePath Education, where I also serve on the People, Performance, and Culture Committee for the company. Professionally, I'm a co-founder and senior managing director of Sterling Partners, a diversified investment firm based in the United States. I've been involved with KeePass since 2012 when Sterling first invested in KeePass' predecessor company, and we continue to hold a substantial interest in the company through one of our funds. I serve on a variety of education boards, including Amerigo Education, Shorelight Education, Hudson Global Scholars, and previously have been a director of several other education companies, including Sylvan Learning Systems, Connections Academy, and Walden University. I've had the privilege of serving on the Board of Trustees of Johns Hopkins University for 18 years and have been involved with foundations that support educational causes. My career began as an entrepreneur, and I've been fortunate to have founded, chaired, or been the CEO of several businesses in the education and technology markets, including health management systems, an early provider of electronic health records and electronic claims processing, Sylvan Learning, a large multinational tutoring business, Prometric, a leading company in high-stakes digital education and professional assessments, and Connections Learning, a market leader in the online K-12 school industry. I worked extensively on multinational education companies through both these businesses and others that we've invested in. Having had the experience in building and investing in companies involved in technology enablement of traditional education markets, I believe I can be of service to KeePath as a board member. I'm extremely proud of the opportunity to work with KeePath's management team and its board, and I look forward to assisting the company in its continued success. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Avi Epstein, a non-executive director for KeePath Education, where I also serve on the Audit and Risk Management Committee for the company. Professionally, I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Sterling Partners, a diversified investment firm based in the United States. One of Sterling's investment funds owns a substantial portion of the outstanding KeePath equity, and I've been involved with KeePath since 2012, when Sterling first invested in KeePath's predecessor company. I serve on a variety of other corporate boards that operate in the United States and around the world. I have many years of experience working within the education industry, including previously in a senior executive role at a division of Kaplan, Inc., a large international education company. Some of the experience and skills I bring to KeePath have been developed over 20 years in the areas of corporate finance, business development, risk management, and governance. My career began as a corporate transactional lawyer and is now dedicated to working with Sterling's business and investment interests to seek strong returns for its investors. That said, my passion is in assisting businesses to bring educational opportunities to those who would benefit. KeePath is a great example of that. By working with exceptional university partners, I get excited by KeePath's capabilities to bring a fully enabled technology solution to a variety of students, especially working adults for whom a traditional on-ground academic setting is too challenging or not a strong fit for the best way that they learn. I am immensely proud of the opportunity to work with KeePath's management team and its board of directors, and I look forward to assisting them in any way I can towards the company's continued success. Thank you.
Thank you to our directors for your addresses. Before we turn to the polls, I'd just like to acknowledge that holding a virtual AGM can be a little bit challenging, particularly in terms of asking questions. We've actually had three late questions submitted, all of which relate to the business. And so I'd like to take the opportunity before we turn to the polls to allow those questions to be aired and to be addressed, all of which will be addressed by our Managing Director, Steve. So perhaps I'll turn to Eric to give us those questions. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Diana. Here's the first question, Steve. Can you give some guidance to your views around the impact of COVID on digital learning adoption?
Yeah, there's no doubt that, the COVID pandemic did bring to light digital learning as everybody in higher education obviously moved into a digital environment. But I would take you back to, online learning has been a trend that's been a 10 to 15 year trend. And, the increased accessibility of online, the increased access of adult learners that needed online to go back to school. So there's been a tremendous amount of growth pre-COVID, and post-COVID, obviously, it's brought a lot of universities, even more universities, who've really opened their eyes that a digital experience can be positive for both the university and both positive for the students.
Thank you, Steve. An additional question was, the majority of your revenue share is in the postgraduate area. What opportunities do you see in the undergraduate area?
Yeah, so the majority of revenue is in the postgraduate area, and that's a focus because traditional students that traditionally cannot go back to a campus because they have full-time work, because they have families and need kind of a balance. So the postgraduate area is a really good place for online learning. In the undergraduate side, we certainly have seen expanded opportunities, especially in nursing. We launched recently in North America an accelerated bachelor's degree in nursing, which is actually an undergraduate degree. It actually is a second bachelor's degree, but it is in the undergraduate space. So we do see opportunities like that to expand online into the undergraduate area.
Great. Thank you, Steve. And finally, can you give your thoughts on the level of internal resistance to digital adoption within education organizations? How does KPATH go about mitigating this headwind?
Yeah, I think the first thing is that the outcomes, need to continue staying the same, whether I'm on ground or online. And I think with our partnerships and what's going on online, I think we've absolutely proven that just because a student is online, there's no sacrifice in quality of outcomes, no sacrifice in the experience, the interactivity with students or faculty. And I think as we continue to show that the outcomes for students can be the same, we continue to show that faculty and universities have the great experiences and a quality experience, that the mitigation of concerns of going online is lessened over time and continues to lessen into the near future.
Thanks, Steve, for your responses to those questions, and thank you for asking them. I now declare the polls are open. The CDI voting instruction forms that were returned have been collated, and I note that, with the exception of instructions to appoint me as chair as proxy, there were no other instructions to appoint any nominated proxies to vote live at this meeting. As set forth in the notice of meeting and proxy statement, I have voted such shares for each of the items. As there are no other nominated proxies appointed, there will not be live voting on the business of today's meeting. I hereby declare that the polls are now closed and ask Eric to report on the voting results.
Thank you, Diana. The preliminary results of the voting are now displayed on the screen. All seven directors have received a majority of the votes cast at the meeting and have been duly reelected directors of KPATH Education. A final tabulation of votes will be lodged with the ASX. I now turn the meeting back to our chair, Diana Eilert.
This concludes the formal business of our annual general meeting. I would like to express my sincere appreciation to the shareholders and CDI holders who attended the meeting, as well as those who submitted their proxies but were not able to be present in person. At this time, I declare the meeting to be officially closed. Thank you.